Neyland Youngblood.
Are you a doctor?
Yes.
All right. But you don't start off with the doctor.
No.
Yeah, humble man. I got a sense, and I hear that from some of the people.
Anymore,
you don't? Okay, so, anymore.
Yeah,
well, what did you practice when you were practicing?
I did emergency medicine.
Emergencies. Are you worked in some of those emergency rooms?
You got it. For 12 years.
Wow. That's stressful, no?
Yeah, it's a bit stressful. But again, the ability to help people and save lives really gives a tremendous amount of personal satisfaction.
I was going to just ask you, what does it feel like to save a man or a woman's life? How does it feel?
It's extraordinary. There's nothing like it. And despite whatever I may do in my life, if it's a business deal or whatever it is, there's nothing like saving someone's life. And the appreciation, personal satisfaction that comes from that.
You know, I get goose pimples already. I'm sure the families of the people you save, they want to marry you.
Well, it's funny. The last patient I ever took care of, one of the last patients I ever took care of was a police officer who was hit by, he was a motorcycle policeman, hit by a truck, came in the emergency department, wasn't breathing, got him resuscitated, and got him off to the OR, saved his life. And I left, practicing medicine. But I got a letter from his wife with a picture of her husband and saying, "You weren't there when I finally made it to the hospital, but I want to thank you for saving my husband's life, deacon in the church, father of our two kids, and I love you and thank you." So I keep that card on my desk.
You keep that letter alive.
Yeah.
What's peace mean to you? We're in Bible World Peace.
Peace means to me personal fulfillment of each and every individual in their respective lives, and where there is respect for one another, where there is opportunity for one another, where there's the ability for people to actually have their full potential realized.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.